This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
December the 17th, we're more than halfway through the month of Christmas, and Christmas Eve is a week from tonight, and Christmas Day is a week from tomorrow. Hooray, hoorah, we're going to have a very special Christmas program for you, which I will tell you about after the ladies get to work here. Jennifer Horn's on the air, Victoria Keelan is, Carol will pop in making sure that we know what she's thinking, and so here we are to start another week in another hour. Jennifer, what is cooking? You had parties galore this weekend. Are you okay? Are you back on planet Earth, or did you fly around for a while?
I had a Christmas party on Friday, and I had a play to go to on Saturday, and the weekends are never long enough, but there is still a lot going on. And this week, we are facing a government shutdown, a partial government shutdown. The Trump administration on Sunday reaffirmed that the president said he would allow it. He would allow a partial shutdown of the government if Congress doesn't provide $5 billion to build a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. Stephen Miller, who is the advisor for the president, said that it was a fundamental issue. That was his quote. He used it on CBS's Face the Nation. He said, at stake is the question of whether or not the United States remains a sovereign country. He said the Democratic Party has a simple choice. They can either choose to fight for America's working class or to promote illegal immigration. You can't do both. So the sights are set on the 21st. That's the day where the some departments of the government will lose funding. What's different about this one, and not so serious, is that most of the government has already been funded for the next several months.
There are most will be shut down anyway because it's Christmas. So
right, there are pieces of it, like you won't get mail service on Saturday. You know, maybe some of the parks and rec, the national parks might be closed. So there are certain things that would close down without funding on the 21st.
Wait a minute,
hold on a
second.
It's not going to be significant.
Why would we not get mail? The government isn't, the post office, we're told, is an independent organization. It doesn't really require federal funding.
I always thought it was partially public, partially private.
Right. Well, I'm being facetious.
No, I know.
Without the government, they can't make it work because there's such
feathered
bedding.
So.
They don't know how to manage it. It's like the Star Wars bar scene when you go into most of the post offices.
The cantina. That's true.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. Yeah. All right. So anyway, Jen, your prediction: government stays open or shuts? What do you say?
I'm going to say it's a long week, you know, in this news cycle that's like a ceiling fan. It's a long week. If I were going to guess today, I would think it's going to shut down for a little bit. And, I really do believe that the Democrats are going to have to do something about immigration. And I think that if they don't, I really believe normally the party that shuts down the government isn't the one that you take a lot of blame. You take some heat from people. But I feel like this is one of those issues where President Trump would take more heat if he didn't shut down the government, because this is the top reason he got elected. This is what he ran on. So he's got to dig in. I think politically, at least, he's got to dig in.
Well, you said something that was very telling there a minute or so ago, the discussion about job security and Americans who are losing their jobs to these illegal immigrants, and why that's not more a focus of the news media or our fact-finding is beyond me. Many Americans are losing jobs, even though the unemployment rate is supposedly, 3.8%, something like that. That's not really the number. The number is about twice that, because it always is, because the only number that we see is the number that connects to those who are getting benefits, not to those who have gone through all their benefits and have stopped getting. There are a lot of people who need work. There are a lot of Americans who ought to have work instead of illegal immigrants. One way or another, it could be that you have to pay more to get in some circumstances. I certainly see that on the farms, not only in my area, but all around the country, where there are a lot of illegals who are working. And this, the whole business about paying them, the farm situation is so dire right now for the American family farmer. I don't know where we're going to get our food in the next couple of years, because everything is breaking down, melting down. This administration has been a horror show for farmers. And the farmers still voted for the people of that party, and they still, in the farm bill, screwed them to the wall. Just an unbelievable screw job in this farm bill. So there are the business about whether we shut down or we don't shut down. What really is a joke here is, it may be that the government stops operating, but every one of those damn workers gets paid as if they'd gone to work. So you can shut the government down for a week, and those people take a week's vacation with pay, because every single one of the government employees who are laid off for however many days still get paid. And that's the outrage of this, as far as I'm concerned. It's a joke. It's theater. It's foolishness. So the fact that these people who are supposedly mature adults can't sit down at a table and work things out because they're so damn egotistical on either side is more reason than any to vote them all out. I know we say that all the time and it doesn't happen, but it sure as hell should, and there should be term limits. If there is anything that's the undoing of the system, it's this kind of crap. So, Merry Christmas. Anybody else got? That's the way I look at it.
And
seriously.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, it just is nonsense. It is. And it's offensive, the kind of treatment that the American public gets for its dollar, its tax dollar, is... North Korea condemning the sanctions, round of sanctions that started apparently yesterday, said if the U.S. doesn't turn down the heat on their country, it may never denuclearize. Statement comes after news that the U.S. would impose sanctions on three North Korean officials for abuses of human rights. So is it a step backward or a step forward? A step backward for North Korea? Human rights is always a big problem there. Sometimes it becomes a political tool. Sometimes it doesn't. Supposed to be some talks, aren't there? The last one,
I think that
last
got
round
canceled,
was canceled.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so what goes on? Is this another one of those shows? It's like going to the movies. You know, look at the movies. By the way, I went to see The Mule, the Clint Eastwood movie over the weekend.
That looks good. How was it?
It is good. It is.
True story, I think, right?
Yeah, it is a true story. It's distressing because Clint Eastwood looks so old, but he's 88, so he just
I think it's amazing he's 88 and making movies.
Yeah. And Bradley Cooper plays up the fact that you can see the two of them. You can see the energy between the two of them. You can see how this is one of the Hollywood bromances in the sense that they respect each other. Obviously, Clint Eastwood found something in Bradley Cooper when he did that Shootist or whatever that movie was called about the sniper.
Mm-hmm.
And then from then, they have grown very close. I mean, this is not a big movie for Bradley Cooper, but obviously he wanted to be in it because it was a Clint movie. And so it's not a bad movie for him. It just isn't the kind of movie that we're used to seeing him in. It's not A Star Is Born. He takes a secondary position to Clint Eastwood. And interestingly, he took a secondary situation in a sense. He didn't have to do it that way because he directed Gaga in A Star Is Born, but he let her have the spotlight. He fixed it so she had the spotlight, and she took the spotlight and ran with it. And if you see any interviews of her after that, remember, and even before it, she really fell for him, but she really, in a way, did fall for him because of the way he treated her with the respect that she deserves because she's a great performer. But a lot of times when two performers get together and one's in charge, the one who's in charge puts himself or herself out front. He didn't do that. So I think there's a lot, I say this as an aside kind of, there's a lot to be liked about Bradley Cooper, frankly. And this movie, yeah, it's a good story. Very interesting, good story. You're right. All right, so that takes care of where we are with, I'm sort of flailing around here because normally on Monday we'll take the first hour or two and nose around somewhat in what's gone on. There just doesn't seem to be anything new. It's we find ourselves with a rubber stamp. Don't you think so, Jennifer? The same old kinds of stories back and forth. There's nothing really that is different. And so it's almost like the wolf that, or crying wolf too often. We don't get ourselves worked up about some of this stuff because it just seems to be the same old political play. And am I right or wrong?
Well,
at Christmas time, you'd like to think that they'd lay off some of this crap.
But, right. There's a lot of the same type of stories, but certainly things just don't slow down. You've got things, though, and that's just the sign of the times, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is a sign of the times. The Air Force is launching the next generation of satellites. Tomorrow, the Air Force launching its first next-gen GPS satellite, first of 32 planned GPS-3 satellites, which will replace the older system, be harder to jam, also interface better with other countries' navigation satellites. And I've used my Waze in other countries. It works fine. New satellite is 2.5 years behind schedule, but the ground control unit meant to pair with the new system is further behind, so it's not ready until 2022. So why are we launching this now? It's going up with a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket tomorrow. Why? If we're not ready for it, why are we why are we sending it up? Anybody? Does that make any sense to anybody?
Huh? Maybe this is something SpaceX wanted to do ahead of schedule. I don't know.
Hmm. Well, it may be that space.
That's Elon Musk's thing, right? Is SpaceX?
Yes. Yeah. NASA's Voyager 2 probe, launched back in 1977. Remember the first Star Trek movie was about Voyager? It was Voyager. Voyager. 11 billion miles from Earth, reaching interstellar space. Second time a human-made object has reached this part of space. Incredible feat. Think about it. Voyager 2. Now NASA's longest-running mission, 41 years since 1977, up in space. The boundary is where hot solar wind meets cold interstellar space. It's called heliopause. Ever heard of that before, that word?
I've been through that, I think. I think that's what I'm going through, yeah.
But where hot air meets cold air. That could be, Jen. Pretty amazing, though. This is the fact that men can figure this out. The data takes 16 and a half hours to travel back to Earth. But remember, think about how far. It's 11 billion miles from the Earth. And we get the information back in 16 hours. Wow. Some of the cameras don't work any longer, but that's pretty much a feat.
After 40 years.
Proud
of
that.
It's incredible.
Americans, we should be very proud of that. That's something, instead of all this other junk that we're all wrapped around, let's think about how great a feat that is. Speaking of feats, here's one that's pretty amazing. This is the last week you can take advantage of the Omaha Steak gift. Let's get this stuff shipped to you. More steak, more savings, the best meals deliver an exceptional dining experience, one-of-a-kind gift. A lot of people in business are doing this. They've heard the story here on the DJV program. We can save 74% on the family gift package, $199 worth of food for $49.99. Yours right now, limited time, the rest of the week, $49.99. Go to omahasteaks.com, type DJV in the search bar, and add the family gift package to your cart. That's omahasteaks.com, code DJV for that fabulous bargain.
C Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. Blixin' and blixin' and all his reindeers pulling on the reins. Bells are ringing, children singing, all is merry and bright.
Shall I sing or not?
So hang your stockings and say your prayers.
Can we stop?
Go for it.
Yo!
Come Santa Claus, here come Santa Claus, down Santa Claus Lane.
This is 1944. Number 12, we're looking at the, listening to the Christmas song countdown. Bits and pieces in every program. More Christmas music as we get closer to Christmas, obviously. Gene Autry recorded this with his Ranch House Boys in 1944, and it still holds up. Number 12 on the Christmas countdown list, the first list that came out early in the season, starting probably Wednesday. We'll have a week of all the songs, maybe the top 40 songs. It's more like hit radio. The top 40 countdown. Hoo-ah. Anyway, so number 12 is Gene Autry. That's what I called him when I was a kid. Autry. All right, crank this up, Carol, for a second.
Just the same.
Why not?
Santa Claus knows we're all God's children. That makes everything right.
Yes.
So fill your hearts with Christmas cheer, cause Santa Claus
comes
tonight.
All right, 25 at the hour here. There's another Christmas song. This is Christina Aguilera's version of the Christmas song, and it gets us focused on her and what she's going to be doing on New Year's Eve. Here's that Christina is going to ring in the new year as the headlining performer at Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve with Ryan, performing just minutes before the ball drops in Times Square. She'll join a lineup that includes Bastille, Dan and Shay, New Kids on the Block. Wow. Jenny McCarthy and Nucleus. What do we have going here? It's fun. Is she
still
on the same?
Looking for that couple?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right. Convenient when you get to work together on New Year's
Very
Eve,
convenient.
You know?
Yeah. In addition to these performers, if you go to the West Coast end of things, Jennifer, Shawn Mendes there, Dua Lipa, Halsey, Camila Cabello, Kane Brown. You're in celebration there. Ryan's going to lead the countdown from Times Square. Jenny's going to be there. Sierra's going to host from the West Coast. Lucy Hale, an actress. What's she been in? I don't know that much about
her. She was one of the stars of Pretty Little Liars. She's on Freeform. She's been in a bunch of movies. She's kind of got like a younger following. Yeah, that's true. I think she had a country album, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so in New Orleans, Florida Georgia Line, Maren Morris is going to be there, too. So that's,
I feel like that's the place to be. Maren Morris and Florida Georgia Line. I think that New Orleans might have the best billing this year.
Nice and warm.
Plus, it's New Orleans.
I know.
So it starts live from New York, 8 o'clock Eastern time, a week from, no, 2 weeks from tonight. Got it? All right, so there's the story of Mimi's Rockin' Eve. Little news for those of you who are Elvis fans. The folks that run the Elvis Presley Enterprise and the folks at Live Nation announced a partnership to bring concerts to Graceland. There's a soundstage there that holds 2,000 people, located at the entertainment complex there in Memphis. 464 capacity theater inside the guest house at Graceland Hotel. We'll be ramping up bookings with the help of Live Nation. Graceland, already the most famous music destination in the world, as says the managing partner. We want to make it one of the most famous destinations to see live music as well. So because of the partnership, the two entities plan to host 50 to 75 shows a year starting next year, and more of them the year after that. First slate of performers, who are expected to range from legacy acts to up-and-comers, be announced in the coming weeks. 600,000 people a year go to see Elvis's home. I don't know. Live Nation needs to be cold. I don't know if it's a good move or not. Frankly, it's so hard to do business with him. But anyway.
But concerts at Graceland is pretty cool as an
idea. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Should be a good fun, good time. A good time will be had by all. 28 after the hour here. Speaking of good times, this is the DJV Show.
Compassion. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. There's a beautiful story of a great being who once reached the gates of pure peace, the gates to a place where suffering does not and cannot exist. And as the gates opened and this incredible being was welcome to enter, she hesitated. In fact, she outright stopped. This unspeakably compassionate being turned and faced all other life. She looked at the countless life forms who still had to endure suffering. And right then and there, in that moment, she took a vow that she would not walk through those gates until every living being could do so as well. We often look to alleviate our own suffering, and that's certainly understandable. But think about how transformative it can be for any of us, or all of us, or I guess more importantly for you, to spend your effort trying to help alleviate the suffering of others. For more on developing your own compassion, visit drchristianconti.com.
Calitrin contains absolutely no drugs, absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take, even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. So you want to lose the weight, get on the program, maintain your weight, stay on the program, take care of things, aches and pains, stay with Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin. You get it by going to toploss.com, 10% off when you use the DJV code, and if you buy more than three bottles, you get a fourth one free. Make sure you check that box, though, for DJV to get the special deal, or you can talk to a counselor at 833-TOP-LOSS. People hear me talking about Calitrin on the air, and they want to know what the real deal is, what the story is. So I tell them to call that number and talk to an expert. Get on the program, sign up, get the all of the benefits by going to toploss.com. Use the discount.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Two branches of the biggest order of Catholic priests today expected to release the names of priests accused of sexually abusing minors. The Midwest and the Maryland provinces of the Jesuits are to release the lists of abusive priests that date back more than 60 years. A Republican senator urging lawmakers to do their best to avoid a government shutdown just before Christmas Wyoming Republican Senator John Barrasso is the incoming chairman of the Senate's Republican Conference.
I'm working to the effect of keeping the government open. I think that's what the American people expect.
He was speaking on CBS's Face the Nation. Former FBI Director James Comey will be speaking to GOP lawmakers today behind closed doors, again about his decision not to prosecute Hillary Clinton for using private email as Secretary of State. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
JV show, Doug, me, Jennifer, her, Victoria, yeah, her. Kara Sillman is at the controls in our studio in Washington. We are here, there, and everywhere. Victoria is in New Jersey. Jennifer is in L.A. I'm on the farm, and we're raring to go, Victoria. Tune us up.
Well, this is a really great story, and it is all thanks to actor Gary Sinise. We all know him as Lieutenant Dan, but he's also on one of those shows that I think you watch, right, Doug? Is he on NCIS, or
no.
There's a...
No, no, he doesn't have a TV show anymore.
He was on something big, though, for a long time,
He's been on a couple of different shows, and he plays the same character. He pretty much plays himself. he's one of the... But he's very consistent. very much, many people think he's a patriot. Well, I think it depends on how you define patriotism. He's a very focused guy. Mm-hmm. He's actually quite a likable guy. I've met him a couple of times. He's a very, very serious guy.
But to answer your question, he was on CSI and Criminal Minds.
Yes, CSI.
So
that's
probably think
right.
of those ones, yeah.
CSI.
Got it. Well, anyway, so he is the focus of a really wonderful holiday story. And, you know, he does a lot of work with the troops and with Gold
yep.
Star families. And so over 1,000 Gold Star kids, now these are kids who have lost their parents due to military action, he decided that he was his foundation, which is the Gary Sinise Foundation. He decided to throw a big trip for them. 1,750 people, he flew them to Orlando, Florida, to go to Disney World for a special holiday trip. And he said each one of these children who are going on these airplanes have lost a parent in military services, either combat-related or illness or, unfortunately, suicide sometimes. We want to take care of these kids and make sure they don't forget, that we don't forget. And so what he did was he chartered a bunch of planes through American Airlines and sent them all out of LAX, and so they are going to be having a very special
American
snowball.
American gives those planes, by the way. American doesn't charge for those planes. You have to pay the pilots, but they do not. They give you the planes for nothing. When I went to Iraq
which
that
is
time,
nice,
I
yeah,
they did that. Yeah, right. Yeah.
So with American Airlines as his partner in this, they called it the Snowball Express, and all of the kids and their parents and families and they all got to go to Disney World, and they packed onto 15 planes, and it's a 5-night trip. So it's going to be Gary Sinise joined the kids after the first day. He took photos and he's been tweeting on it about it. You can follow him on social media. He's got lots of great pictures and stuff.
Were
so.
They from different places around the country? They weren't all
yep.
out of L.A.
No, all different places from around the country.
Yeah,
and I
right.
guess the hub was everyone, the chartered planes all left from LAX. So he got everybody there and, you know, paid for everything.
So he flew them into LAX, and then they got on the planes. They went
yep.
regular transport, regular American Airlines planes, and then they put them on special planes to go to Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you realize what a logistical nightmare that is,
yes.
especially for
yep.
American that doesn't, I mean, under the circumstances, I take my hats off to them because this is a wonderful thing that they give them the crews. And by the way, they say you have to pay the crews because most of the pilots at American are former military. They don't charge. So they get the planes free.
Yeah.
They get the,
it's a wonderful
the
thing.
Crews free. And the logistical nightmare of moving, when you consider how tight these schedules are for these planes, the fact that they could find 15 planes, bring them into LAX, and clear them to use them to go to Orlando, that is quite a feat. It
yeah.
really is. Yeah.
And it's also one of the things they did. Each attendee of the Snowball Express got a We Remember pin to wear to the park. And to the. They had a special event that Gary Sinise organized to remember each of the fallen family members. And 600 American flags were all lined up. And each flag represented someone who was lost. And so it's a really wonderful, it's fun, but it's also, he said, a lot of bonding happens. A lot of friendships are formed with the kids and the family. And he said, especially at this time of year, the most important thing is to make sure the kids don't feel alone. So I think hats off to Gary Sinise. It's a wonderful thing. Like you said, a logistical nightmare, but he
yeah.
pulled it off. So it's
yeah.
great.
Yeah. Good. Good for him. Congratulations. And God bless those people. Let them have a great old time. Yeah. Probably will have. Although Disney World and Disneyland at this time of year, Nutsville. It is crazy time.
Still beautiful, though. Even though there's
oh, yeah.
a lot of people,
yeah.
still
yeah.
beautiful.
Yeah, it really is. You're right about that, Jennifer. Let's celebrate today as Wright Brothers Day. Speaking of American and flying all these people all around, this commemorates the first successful flight, December 17th, 1903. Orville and Wilbur Wright. They were on the beach. Kitty Hawk, North Carolina is the place. It's Kill Devil Hills today, right on the coast. September 21st, 1959, a joint resolution by Congress designated this day. Eisenhower issued the proclamation. He called for the displaying of the flag on government buildings and for ceremonies and activities designed to honor the memory of Orville and Wilbur and to further interest the get people into the field of aviation. That's what kind of this was about. And it was continued by President Kennedy proclamation in 1961. Since 1963, this day has been observed following the passage of this resolution on December 17, 1963, which requested the president to issue the proclamation for an annual celebration, if you will. And there's the Wright Memorial Dinner. Wright Brothers Memorial Trophy is handed out. Takes place in Washington every year on the Friday closest to the date. So I believe, is it this Friday or was it last Friday? I'm not sure when it was held. Events in Kitty Hawk today. National Memorial is located there. Events often also held in Dayton, Ohio, which is where they came from. Wilbur was born in 1867, Orville 1871. You know, their father was a minister, by the way. He brought his children back toys because he was on the road subbing for churches here and there. 1878, he brought Wilbur and Orville a small model helicopter powered by a rubber band. Made of bamboo and cork and paper. And so it got their interest going. On December 17th, 1903, 10:35 in the morning, Orville took off. Flight lasted 12 seconds, 120 feet. Five people were there to watch it. Three more test flights were done that day. The brothers took turns flying the plane. Wilbur took the fourth and final flight, flying for 59 seconds, going 852 feet. First people to fly a fixed-wing plane and aircraft controls, movable rudder and all that stuff.
So do you think those three people that watched realized what they were seeing?
No.
Or do you think that they were like there just to see the blood of God?
I don't think the Wright brothers realized what they were doing.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? I mean, think about it. From 1903 to 2018... that's only 115 years. Look at what we fly. Look at the planes. We were just talking about America and the kind of planes that fly around. Look at the stuff that goes into space. Look what we were talking about in the last half hour about NASA and that 11 billion mile Voyager 2. The Wright brothers are responsible
for that.
That's
been in space for 41 years. We're talking about a flight that lasted 12 seconds, and now we're in 41 years.
It's only 115 years since
that. It's incredible.
It really is. Fabulous. God love them. American heroes. Kind of people that have been cultivated to do their thing. The Wright brothers. We owe a great debt of gratitude to them and others who are like them who have done fabulous work over the years. All right, let's get to the television news. I saw something that I thought would interest all of you. Many people. I'm a fan of Shark Tank. Everybody here watch Shark Tank?
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, I like it.
All right. So they started its 10th season on October 7th, and there are a lot of... I don't like it as much now as I used to because I like the original five people who are on the panel, and they've brought on a few different people, and you know, it doesn't have the same...
I think it depends who they bring in. Charles Barkley was very fun.
Barkley was interesting. Yeah, you're right about that. But some of those other duds that they have, it's... So, but I thought it was interesting... because they have tracked the deals and how well people have done with the various stars, who's done best with what. You're interested to know who is the most successful and who leads. I mean, when you look at the people with the best deals, the best scorecards, the people who have done the best with their investors, Barbara Corcoran is number one.
Really?
Mark Cuban is two. Lori Grenier is number three. Robert Herjavec is four. Damon John is five. And at the end, the people who have done the worst have gone with Mr. Wonderful, Kevin O'Leary.
I don't know that I'd go with him just because of his name. I would be like, oh, Mr. Wonderful, right.
Mr. Wonderful?
Okay.
No. He's
that
done
is so surprising. I'd always go with Lori. I would guess her because she's got the QVC platform.
Yep, Lori does well. People love Mark Cuban because apparently he's very supportive. People like Herjavec. People actually, I'm looking at the reviews.
I don't know anything about him, but he seems like a nice guy.
Herjavec?
Yeah.
He's a computer.
Is he computers? Okay.
Oh, yeah. Big time computer guy.
And he's married to the chick from Dancing with the Stars.
Right. He went to Dancing with the Stars and married his partner. Damon John is the bumps that get with him. He's the most consistent. In other words, after all these years, the stuff that he's done best with, like there was something called Bombas,
I'm wearing Bombas right now.
Stock, they've done skyrockets. The business there is skyrocketing.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that that was pretty interesting how many companies have done well. There are, let's see, season 5 had 38 and 32 are still operating. 38 companies that were on the show, 32 still operating, and 30 of those companies are profitable.
Wow.
41 companies on in season 6. Well, let's look at the most recent one. Last year, 49 companies went on the show. 49 are still operating. 33 are profitable. So pretty interesting. 102 male contestants, 43 female contestants over the years. 56% of the male contestants were funded, 24% of the women. Somebody analyzing this would wonder, okay, what's the story here with the women and why they didn't do as well as they might have. Anyway, there are some of these companies that are up 2,600% in terms of the business that they've done with the stars. It's really very, very, not only is it interesting to watch the reaction between the two of them, it's interesting to watch how they deal with the people that come in. And it's interesting to see now in the 10th year, you look back at the people who've gone there and you wonder, is this really something, is this just TV or is this something that really works? And it's something that really works. So, good for them. Cool. All right, so Jen, what do we have tonight? What's hot?
Well, what's hot? Let's start with what's hot today first. The Price is Right all this week is going to celebrate Pet Adoption Week. Obviously, that's a legacy of Bob Barker. Drew Carey is going to welcome in furball-friendly celebrity guests today through Friday. So you'll see Melissa Ordway from The Young and the Restless, Barrett Foa from NCIS, some of these people from CBS who will be appearing to help raise money and promote animal adoption. So that's The Price is Right this week. If you want to get in the Christmas spirit, the Christmas with the Mormon Tabernacle Choir event happens on PBS tonight. That's at 9 o'clock. Hugh Bonneville is the guy hosting it, so that should be kind of fun. On the networks, ABC has a great Christmas light fight. The season finale features 8 over-the-top light displays from around the country, followed by a real downer on ABC called In Memoriam. So it pays tribute to everybody that died this year, including Barbara Bush, John McCain, and Aretha Franklin. There you go. CBS has got some new programming tonight. The Neighborhood is new at 8, followed by Happy Together at 8:30. The CW in reruns. Fox is also in reruns tonight, but NBC is probably where the action is, where the finalists perform tonight. Tomorrow will be the season finale of The Voice. This is their last chance to shine. That's at 8 o'clock. Followed by a sneak peek at next season America's Got Talent, A Holiday of Champions. Terry Crews, who won America's Got Talent, will be hosting this, and it's going to feature some of your favorites from America's Got Talent as they come back and compete with each other. That's tonight on NBC at 10 o'clock.
Anybody watch Miss Universe last night?
No, but wasn't there a transgender person in it for the first time?
I don't know.
Was there?
Steve Harvey had a beard. He didn't look good at all with a beard. I don't know where that came from, but...
And yes, Jen, you're right. I can't remember what country she was from, but yes.
Interesting.
Right. All right, here's something that's interesting. How you take care of your friends who need their teeth whitened for Christmas. Here's the Christmas stocking stuffer to be beat, Power Swabs. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Get them for yourself. If you know somebody who could use help whitening their teeth, an average 2 shades every time they use it, then you can call right now, 800-208-1797, and order Power Swabs. Get them in time for Christmas. Use them as stocking stuffers. Take care of your own teeth. You want to look younger? You want to look better? Stains are removed. They are not covered up. They are removed. Results in whiter teeth for a longer period of time. This is a fabulous, fabulous offer. 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code when you call that number, and you get the Power Swabs at 50% off, in other words, half the retail price. 800. Don't forget number. 800-208-1797. Get on board right now. 10 before the hour. DJV time.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work, because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today, for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
After the hour now on the DJV program, it's Tech Talk time. Let's get to Victoria and her overview of all things technical. Another Facebook bug to report on, it looks like, Victoria.
Another week goes by, another Facebook data privacy breach. This one involves private photos, and 6.8 million Facebook users have had their private photos exposed to other apps, third-party apps, that were supposed to remain private. And so the apps were authorized to see a limited set of users' photos, but a bug allowed them to see pictures that weren't even granted access to be seen by anyone other than the Facebook user themselves. So these included photos from people's stories, as well as photos that people uploaded but actually never posted onto Facebook. So that's a problem right there. Just be aware, if you post a, if you upload a photo and then you never post it, don't leave it on Facebook, because Facebook actually saves a copy of your photos, even if they're private, and that's how these photos got exposed. The exposure actually happened between September 12th and September 25th. However, no one is really sure why Facebook didn't discover the breach until the 25th. That's a long time to have people's photos be sent out to third parties. And it's not clear why they didn't actually disclose it until this weekend. So that's two problems. Now, if you were affected by this, you supposedly will receive a notification alerting you to the fact that your photos have been exposed. I don't fully trust that. Some people might get emails from Facebook today. Other people may not. It doesn't mean that your photos weren't sent, you know, out if you didn't get an email. But I think it's probably best to just delete your photos that you don't want shown. And anything that is private, just get rid of it. Take it off the server. So they say 1,500 apps from 876 different developers were involved and now seeing all of your private photos. So now this is the reason Google Plus is shutting shutting down as well. They had two different breaches just this year alone that exposed a lot of private information to developers that was not supposed to go out. So, yet again, Facebook is not on top of their own stuff.
Virtual reality used to be out of reach for the average person, but now it's more accessible than ever. Listen to the story here with Andy Solomon.
It may be a cliche to say it, but it's true. Technology is always changing, and that definitely applies to the automotive world. Next year's models are available now, so make sure you know what tech is available, which vehicles it's in, and if it's worth it. Brian Moody, executive editor for Auto Trader, has more.
Let's start with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Why not take advantage of using the apps you already have on your phone and seamlessly integrate them into your vehicle? In-car navigation systems may be using outdated maps, but your phone's maps are constantly being updated.
Speaking of phones, Moody also likes wireless charging pads. They usually reside in the center console and provide an easy way to charge your phone without the need for remembering your cable.
Another tech upgrade you should look for are cameras. High-resolution, multi-angle surround view cameras are being offered on mainstream vehicles and in higher resolutions. Cameras that can help you park, keep an eye on the kids in the back seat, and even valet drivers in the front seat.
To learn more, visit autotrader.com.
The Amber Wave is a new wearable device that controls personal temperature. Wow, listen to this.
The Geek Out.
If you're somebody who's constantly too hot or too cold, the Ember Wave might be a wearable just for you. It's a product by some students from MIT, and the Ember looks like an oversized space watch, but it's actually a personal thermostat. Essentially, the Ember Wave creates the sensation of cooling or warming to the person wearing it, helping them feel warmer in rooms that are too cold, or a cooling sensation when it's too hot. And sensation is the key word here, because the device uses a subtle mental trick to convince the wearer the small change in temp against their wrist is actually improving their overall sense of comfort. And by all accounts, the thing actually works. And you'd hope so, because the Ember Wave is $300, and we've posted links to reviews for the Ember Wave on Twitter at The Geek Out.
Brought to you by Indeed. Used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
All right, let's get to this story about Netflix, Victoria. What are they testing?
They are testing out a brand new feature that can let you instantly replay scenes that you may find shocking or pivotal in your favorite shows and movies. There are particular scenes that Netflix has earmarked, and it now prompts you. Excuse me, it now prompts you to say, to choose if you want to watch the scene again. It's a pop-up. Now, here's the downside. A lot of people are already saying that they're annoyed by the pop-up that keeps happening in pivotal scenes of their movie or TV show. So Netflix is trying to be cool and say, hey, you know, you can watch that scene all over again, but users are saying once is okay. So, once again, Netflix trying new stuff and users are not really loving it.
Boo! Boo! For Netflix, boo! 59 past the hour on the DJB show.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.